On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Tory Friday. I'm joined on Fridays by the lovely and talented humorist, Tori Lagarde.
Buenos dias, muchachos.
Mucho taco. Mm. I don't know any Italian.
That's great because I was trying to speak Spanish.
I know you were.
Trying.
I was making believe I was stupid.
Oh.
I have to kind of play it up because I'm really not.
No.
But I have
That's
to
That's kind
try.
Of sarcastic when I went, no.
Well, thank you so much.
I have sarcasm in me.
Now, you can't see, but Tori's in somewhat of a costume.
Correct, because...
I can't tell exactly what it is.
Well, because I don't have it all on yet.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no visual here.
All right.
On the TV show, you'll see the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Because like half, you know, the way the costume is right now, I look like a stripper. But that's... but I don't
Maybe
know.
I
don't know if that's what you're going
Maybe
for.
Maybe I just got a job. These are my extra clothes.
Yeah, that's an idea. I could do
I
that.
Actually went out in this one night. I went to, what's that club in Boston? Is it Hard Rock?
Yeah, I guess.
It was 5 years ago, and I saw, what's his name? Reverend Horton Heat.
I don't know what that
X. is. And you can look that up. It was 2012, and I was there.
I don't know who this person is. Reverend Horton Heat, is he like a pimp?
No.
What is he?
A musician. It's a band.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I thought we were going on the same thing as the... okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, he does have an odd name for his group, but...
Because I was talking about the stripper joke, and then you said, well, I was dressed like this
one
in Boston.
The Hard Rock Cafe.
And I'm thinking, oh, okay.
I don't know if it was the Hard Rock. It was... what's that venue? Well, anyway, I was there in Boston.
Okay.
It was like one of those clubs.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm dressed up like a normal person who has no clothes. I mean,
ooh,
I have clothes on,
that's
but I mean...
the emperor.
No, I mean, no fancy clothes.
Right.
I do
well,
have
Well, we're
clothes,
in the same color today, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call.
We're going to go in there all goth. I don't have my black lipstick on, though.
Yes, we are. Oh, black lipstick. That's the one thing I cannot... I don't like lipstick at all.
I've never owned any black.
I
wish I had some right now,
so
though.
So it looks like you were stuck in the Arctic for 7 months and your lips froze
That's
off.
That's good, right.
Or you've got some horrific disease.
That's right. It's perfect for Halloween, though.
Oh, God, it's
I don't
disgusting.
Have any. I've never
it
had black lipstick.
It makes my skin crawl.
Well, then I'm almost glad I don't have it.
You can tell by my body language when my skin starts crawling.
You get in the fetal position.
I can't even talk.
But I have gold on, so that'll have to do.
Yeah,
I have gold
down.
Lips. Whatever. Yeah, I know. I'm King Midas. Queen Midas.
Yeah. You remember what happened to King Midas? Everything he touched turned to gold.
Including his loved ones and his penis.
Yes, penis. I touched that more than anything, apparently.
Well, that can't be too bad.
Well, who doesn't?
I don't know.
Right. Anyway, good to see you.
See me as I am, I suppose.
It is Halloween-y.
I love saying that.
Early beginning of next week. And it's when the kids, actually, it's their holiday, isn't it?
Well, tonight are the parties start. Friday
night.
That's
right. Yeah, the weekend before. Yeah
tonight there'll be some parties and probably tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So... live it up, people.
Yeah.
I'm staying home.
Yeah, I think last week we talked about the story of there was some place where there was a haunted house and a murder actually took place. Did we talk about this? Was it you?
Because we talked about the ghost I had. So,
no, well.
Was it Amityville?
No.
It was
somewhere in the United States, there was a spooky thing, a fun house you go into and you're scared. You know, they have them all over the country. I think
They have
Massachusetts,
one in Abington.
They call it. Yeah, it's, I think Spooky World, they have one here.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, all that Barrett's kind of stuff.
Thing.
Well, apparently someone went into one of these things and there was actually a killer clown
it,
a real one.
This sounds suspicious.
I know. You know, this is what's going on with the technology today, with the stupid internet. There's now anytime somebody says something that sounds like it's a little bit off,
right?
Oh, that's fake news.
Could be.
That stupid Trump has got us thinking, double thinking, which I guess is good in a sense, although He hasn't. There was a survey that just came. I'm talking too much today.
That's all right.
There was a survey.
I get two topics.
Okay. Oh, right.
Great. I'm nothing. 50.
There was a survey that came out by Fox News, and Donald Trump is the most untrusted liar in the country.
They needed a survey for that.
I know. Well, for Fox News to admit that was like big stuff.
That is big stuff for Fox News.
It's something like 89% or 93% of the country doesn't believe that Trump tells the truth, that he actually makes things
shocking.
Up. Well, it's amazing that it's that high. I thought his supporters would, even his supporters are saying,
That's because just last night I saw a clip of him saying something about he didn't know who Paige was.
By the way,
Paige,
I made those numbers up. Well, go on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't prove it. And even if I see it on the internet, man, who knows?
There's so many surveys.
Human
go
error.
On. Yes, go on.
That guy, Paige, he was going to be one of his names he had decided before he was elected president. He said, Paige, this guy Paige. And then they, fast forward to earlier this year where they have him on television and he's saying, Paige, I never even met the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, wow. So that's what they think is a liar, probably, because you see him say one thing and then you see him again say the opposite. And how can you think that's fake news?
It's just very odd.
Yeah.
He actually he calls people in his own Republicans idiots, sons of bitches, liars, makes up names for them, and then he says, we get along better than anybody. This is extremely successful. I said, well, you're so strange. You don't even understand. You're so delusional. I did a whole show on this earlier in the week. He really, really, really belongs in therapy. I mean, really, really belongs in therapy with some heavy, heavy medications.
Just
involved.
Like I do. Because, again, I could not be president. This is like a Tory presidency.
I would
I'd
trust
be tweeting
you way more president than I would him.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
Thank you.
Says a lot.
It does, really. Because I'm a woman, too. Wow.
Yeah, who he hates women.
That's never going to happen. Are we going to have a woman president? I really don't know. I think the bombs will go off first. And I think it's a good idea,
good
but
for you.
You know,
unfortunately,
I just think of Martin Sheen. The missiles are flying, gentlemen.
I know. Unfortunately, well, two things at play here. Unfortunately, in our history, when things are very, very bad economically, right now they're actually very good for some,
right.
For others not.
Right.
But wars are actually engaged upon in order to up the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But that may be different now because now we have such a deficit that probably would drive us deeper into debt. So it probably would be hell to pay rather soon anyway. But if Trump said, this is what's going on in North Korea and we need to do this, I think a lot of people would say, I don't know if that's true. We better check this out. And I know Congress actually wants to take the power away from the president as an office from being able to declare a war.
Oh, sure.
That Congress would be the one that would have to do it, which technically it is, but in a state of emergency, a president can.
Well, I told you, they're not going to give him the football.
Even if they're running scared. I think they're scared to be tweeted about. I think Republicans are actually running scared of this man.
Because
it's actually working.
Yeah, because he doesn't tweet the truth necessarily. He tweeted about
Corker
that the guy was backing up the Iran thing
when
there's all kinds of records saying he was against the Iran thing. So obviously he can say anything. His crazy believers believe him because they don't want to fact check.
The bully thing is actually working for him. And we validate it. We're like enabling parents here. I totally don't understand this. I think I said it like back in November. I'm going to wake up someday and it's going to be all fine.
Well, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to have hope.
Crazy.
You never think about who you'd want to narrate your life. I wanted to ask you that. You know, they have these things
where everyone audibly?
Says, yeah, like Morgan Freeman is the one everybody picks.
Right.
Okay, who would you want to narrate your life?
Well, not Neil Patrick Harris. It would be that science guy. He's got three names.
Oh, yeah.
The
black dude.
Yeah, what's his name?
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Oh, Tyson deGrasse.
The guy with the chickens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. He's something.
You know who I want?
Who?
Joan Rivers. Perfect. Perfect.
Tori,
it's perfect.
I got some news for you.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Gonna happen.
I know. But that's who I would want. Obviously, no one's ever going to narrate either one of our lives.
Yeah.
So I would pick Joan Rivers. I mean, I'm not going to pick George Washington. You could pick like someone in history, obviously. But I would, you'd have a good chance of Neil, obviously, because he's alive. But
So far,
so good. But I know. So that's who I would really want because it would be just fascinating. Oh, Tori. Look what she did today.
I don't know how much of a tribute it would be to you.
It'd be funny. That's all I care about.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
She's depressed. Get out of the bed. What's wrong with you? You want to die again? I'll give you death.
Well, she would be honest in that sense, but I don't. But I.
Ron and I had a moment.
I don't. I would want some kind words about me. I wouldn't just want to be lampooned.
Oh.
You should choose somebody. You should have two people do it.
Ooh, a trade-off, like a tag team?
Joan Rivers and Michelle Obama would be good for you.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, so for the serious parts, we need Michelle.
Well, you need to have some serious parts in there.
All right.
You know, come on.
What about you then? You what? Want Neil is serious? Who's your funny guy?
I guess I would choose Letterman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say George Carlin.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, I love that.
Oh, no, 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 no. How many no's can we get in there?
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's an interesting thing. Sounded like one of those stupid Facebook things that you just did.
These are the things that keep me up at night.
Isn't it interesting? I know. Have you ever done that? I did it once.
All the time. Not all the time, but here and there. I want to do these stupid things. Yeah, like
list the 10 most important things you want to achieve in your life. Oh. And then people respond to it and they make their list.
Oh, no, like tests that are already done. I mean, I want to do quizzes that are on there.
Oh, no. This is something that you make up and you ask people, you ask socially, like what list seven things.
That sounds like effort. No.
It is a little, but if you're on the thing all day, I mean, yeah, it's something to do. Right. So I did that as a joke once.
I remember. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but some people got pissed off.
They didn't understand it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because my responses were all humorous, stupid.
Yes.
And some people thought
they were serious.
Yes, like, oh, you're taking an idea and you're making fun of it. I said, yeah, and?
Wow. You were mocking the whole Facebook stupid system, which I like.
Yeah. That's my I think that's my mission in life is to mock.
Oh, sure.
Mock with love.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the Halloween thing.
Halloweeny.
It's changed over the years, hasn't it? I used to collect money. Did you collect money when you were trick or treating?
No.
Oh, you're not as old as I am, probably.
Well, I'm not that much younger, but I know the money thing was there. The trick or treat for UNICEF.
Oh, this had nothing to do with UNICEF. I just
treat for money. Like you panhandled?
Candy, and I need a cup of coffee. Can you please help me out?
Wow. No, I know I didn't do
no,
that.
No, I did the UNICEF thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like
you get pennies.
Begging.
I mean, whatever. You get coins. I only work for rectangle money.
The paper stuff.
Yeah,
I got you.
I don't even work.
Yeah. And when I was, I mean, I guess I'm so old that not all the candy was
wrapped. How old are you?
I know, 262.
I'm so old. How old are you? I'm so old.
I remember when we went to the hut to collect candy.
Our money was called drachmas.
That's right.
Doubloons.
Doubloons. Doubloons.
I'm a humorist.
Yeah, you are.
Sometimes.
No, I remember people used to give out apples.
That's dangerous.
Well, now it is. And then then there was a razor blade incident when I was growing up.
That was
up.
On the Mod Squad. There was an episode of the Mod Squad. It's the one I can never forget.
Yeah.
There was an old lady, and she really didn't do it, but these bratty kids made everyone think she did, so they'd harass her.
Yeah.
Those 60s hippie kids.
Bullies. I'm glad no one bullies anymore publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad Melania's all over that. Project.
Yeah, good. She really is. She really is. She's talking to kids and saying,
charity begins at home.
Yeah, let's have love and respect. And hey, well, the delusion apparently is catching. So, I mean, I guess you can pass that on.
If I act like a jerk now, I just say, well, Trump is your president, right? So I'm just acting like he would, and you should be proud of my behavior.
You know what the problem is with Trump? He doesn't have any, like, young enough kids.
Yeah, he does. Well, Barron, right?
Oh, isn't he like 15? That's not really nice, Tori, to look at a guy, 14? A little kid, and say, you're Barron. That's nasty.
Oh, that's his name.
Oh, I'm
and it's
sorry.
Not even, it's spelled like, I'm not sorry. A Barron. It's not spelled that way either. Oh. It's Barron. It's like my buddy Patrick Barron's last name.
So like the Baron of a country?
No, that's Barron.
So what does Barron mean?
I
anything?
Guess it's Melania probably thought of it, and Donald Trump had no say
maybe
in it.
It's the head of a country that can't spell?
Could be. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
It makes him sound important, I think. So that could be
right.
trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he'll have his little gold throne eventually.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking. If he had little kids like the Obamas did, then you'd want an environment in the country that would where they'd have a future.
Right.
I don't think he gets that part of it.
No.
I don't know. All right. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
You know what I wanted to tell you? That I've been seeing signs up around town, whatever town this is, for things that happened over the summer. Can we please take those down? I'm going to start taking pictures and put them all over Facebook.
You have a thing against uncurrent signage.
It's littering. Yeah. It's litter.
Well, it's...
There was a carnival at the mall in September.
Right.
Done.
Is that still up?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's for next
right
September.
Right over by the highway. And then there's Mick Foley, some wrestler dude.
What's he doing?
He's been gone for a while. Not dead gone.
Did he pass?
He passed through town, and his stein is still up. His stein.
That's, yeah.
Well, I blame certain people down at Peter, down at City Hall.
I understand. And there are certain political signs that stay up for quite some time after.
They're just bitter people.
Well, they're not. See, I mean, we've talked about this. They seem like they're bitter, but to me, it's embarrassing. If I ran for something and I lost and the sign was still on someone's lawn, I go, oh my God, that's embarrassing. I lost.
Go and collect your sign now.
It's like you're telling everybody.
Take your ball and go home.
Now we put the names of people that lost on our lawns.
Losers.
Losers. My loser lawn.
So I say November 8th, I want everything down. Wiped clean, please. Thank you.
I have a thing against that, too. I think it's horrible. I think two things should be chastised by death. One of them is lawn signs that are either too big or are left out too long, and littering. I think that is also a punishable by death kind of thing.
They say eye for an eye, Ron.
I think it's in the Bible.
Well, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And you know what that literally means?
See a dentist?
Well, it means...
Optometrist?
Equal punishment.
Correct.
So...
Well, that's a Jewish faith.
Yeah, that's Old Testament.
Yeah.
Jesus came and everything was wiped away. New Testament
now,
right?
Yeah. Well, what's the new one? The new one say eye for an eye, a tooth for a cavity?
Kidney.
A kidney, right. That's the new one.
Yeah, it's you get a trade
the old
up.
One was just two.
The black market only wants organs now, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, little girl.
Eyes and teeth, no good. Kidneys, livers, you know, cornea. Maybe the eye thing will work.
You've named the two things that I hate to go to. I hate going to the eye doctor.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that at all.
I hate going to the dentist.
That's a little worse than the eye doctor.
Awful. Both of them, I don't like.
Why? Your eyes, they just put drops in them usually.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like anything in my... I could never wear contacts ever.
Me
I get
neither.
Very
I
squeamish.
Can't.
Very
I can't
squeamish.
Either.
So as soon as they come close to my eyes...
Yeah, it is annoying.
Stay away from... I mean, you know, I'd actually rather them go in my mouth than near my eye. That's
what she said. I could see you working up to that. I was all ready.
Good one. I was going to pass by it, but that was pretty cool.
I see them all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that freaks me out. Anything with the eyes freak me out. And then the dentist thing, of course, I don't like because they're just making things up.
Well, that'll hurt. That's more painful. Eyes aren't painful. That's painful.
Eyes aren't painful?
I mean, yeah, when they put drops in it or look at you and you've
got to
read a chart.
Psychological.
Fine.
It's like, yeah. I don't know.
But I've had so many teeth extracted that I get nervous and I want to get a toothache. I'm like, oh, here goes another one.
It's funny because optometrist, it's the only doctor that totally depends on asking you questions about how you feel. It's kind of odd. They don't really check you out. When you get your glasses, if you get glasses, you have to look at a chart.
Yeah.
And they just say, better, is this better or is this better? Better, worse, better, better, better. And it's like, whoa, shouldn't you be telling me what's better for me?
Yeah, but you're the one looking through your eyes. How can they look through your eyes?
Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm saying it just to
keep
them... And then when they give me the eye test, I really get nervous. Like, oh my God.
You're going to fail.
Yeah.
It's big money's riding on this.
You're going to run. It's A, B, W, T.
There's a trap door falls through. I'm so sorry.
Not even close,
third
sir.
Time you're
not
out.
Even close. Come back next week. Study harder.
You know?
You do that when you walk in the optometrist's just off. Do you look at the eye chart on the wall and try to memorize it?
No.
I do.
It's to my benefit to try to get this accurate.
I think I just want to impress doctors. I think that's my life calling. It's just to impress
doctors.
Like
Superman? Doctors. Like see through walls?
Well, I want doctors to think that everything's good, that I've been doing well. When I go to the dentist, I brush my teeth first.
Oh, yeah.
Which is stupid.
I floss.
But stupid. That's what they do. Yeah. Whenever you go there, they clean your teeth.
Sort of. With a
completely.
Weird thing. I don't.
But that's what their job is.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go in there with a mouthful of, like, I just ate Oreos.
But man, do they get pissed when you don't take care of your mouth? Oh, man, they get angry at you.
No, not me. My dentists are nice. Why
do you
find a nice dentist?
Well, I got to switch dentists, though. I got to switch everything I have.
My doctors tend
Except
to be nice.
My optometrist. She's very attractive.
Ah. Huh.
Hmm.
Mine is too, but he's married.
Oh, well, she probably is too.
Everyone loves mine because he is so handsome. Dr. Yeah. Tiwari.
Oh, you said his name actually.
I did. Oh, everyone knows him.
All right. I don't know the name of my
lady
doctor.
He's a very, very good doctor, by the way. Really? I send everyone to him because he's that good.
Wow.
So, I'm just saying.
Jeez.
You should go to him.
No, it's a guy. What's the point of that?
He's very professional. And that's what I like about doctors. As long as they're professional, I'll see a guy doctor.
I don't think I can have a guy put a glove on and stick his finger up my butt anymore. I think it's got to be a woman. I'm just beyond
that's a thing for you.
I'm beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do it. And then when they check, you know, when it comes time to check the private parts, turn your head and cough kind of stuff.
Not your optometrist, though, right?
I wish.
God, yeah, you do. You really got a, you're crushing.
I wish. Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Yeah,
what's
it's
the,
true.
What's the problem with that?
There's none.
It's harmless.
It is.
It's harmless stuff. Although when I see the female doctor, she asks me to take my clothes off and she keeps hers on. I think that's a little rude.
Oh, well, it's an exam, not a clandestine meeting.
Well, I don't know. I just feel odd that I'm sitting there with a gown on. With the back exposed, and she's like totally dressed in a lab coat.
That's awkward. That's full of awkward.
You know what it is? It's clinical. It's very clinical.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah, that's not right.
No.
Well, of course you hope so. We all hope so.
So I have female doctors for that anyway.
I think men should have female doctors, and females should have male doctors.
No.
Yeah, sure.
He's silly.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm like a nun. I'm sure nuns only see female doctors.
I assume. I don't know any nuns.
No, I think that's what they do.
Do you ever know a nun?
I've seen them in waiting rooms, and it's for female doctors. So, again, I think I'm right about this.
They're like burkas almost, right?
Well, it's called a habit, and I don't know, it's a funny name for it.
Yeah, it is a funny name. I have many habits.
And sometimes they're all the way to the floor, and sometimes they're the size of a regular dress.
It depends on
their higher upness.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about maybe. Maybe so the higher up you are, the less you show?
Well, like The Flying Nun. Remember with Sally Field,
yes.
Sister Betrell?
That was a TV show.
Well, still, I think they've modeled it after an actual convent with a Mother Teresa. Not Mother Teresa, Mother Superior. Mother Superior. See, she's superior.
Even
hers went
Teresa.
All the way to the floor, yeah. And then Sister Betrell was like a dress.
Yeah, I think that's because I think that's humility. I think the higher up you are, the more we can't see your skin.
Burqa, then?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
You're just a figurehead.
Well, burqas are. I believe that they're saying to women that you are not to show your skin in public. I believe that's the reason for
nothing. Even your eyes.
Yeah.
They're completely like a cousin it.
There's nothing sexual about the cheeks on the face.
I don't know.
Or the chin.
Cheekbones could be nice.
Really, I mean, I understand that culture. Feeling that way about women as backwards as it could possibly be.
And it wasn't always backwards. That's the funny thing. If you look up history in the 70s,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I found out like 3 years ago,
really?
Roughly. It was a post on Facebook. So I looked it up. I researched it very carefully. And sure enough, back in the 70s, women wore clothes like they did over in the United States.
Really?
Yes. Someone, whoever it is, the Ayatollah, whoever got into power, set the clock back. And that's how it's been.
Did he ever explain why?
Probably something to do with religion.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you are not to bare skin.
And then women went along with it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have a choice at that point. I don't think
they
had a choice.
They gave up their rights?
Well, they don't have a choice.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's a thing, and I don't get it, man. We're still the greatest country in the world, so why do we got to make America great again when America is great?
That was my problem during the whole campaign.
And they're still saying it.
The man actually, and this now it makes sense, the man actually campaigned on insulting Americans.
Mm-hmm.
America sucks. Everybody ruined America. I'm going to make it great again because now the inference is that it sucks now. I'm going to make it better. And we fell into that bullying trap right from the beginning.
And when was it that great? The
bullied
depression? You know, America goes through lots of things.
Sure.
It's still great.
Sure. I thought it was pretty great before. Now it's not so much.
It's getting worse, actually.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Yeah. I mean, if he's the opposite president, then
it's opposite day.
Working,
like
working well. Yeah, well, the day's going on a little too long. Anyway, so you're going to be a
cat
for Christmas.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I haven't gone out for Halloween in a couple of years.
Yeah.
To 2015, I went to a nearby house party type thing.
Wasn't good. I don't like Halloween parties. You know why?
Why?
Because everything is just so yucky. It's all spider webby. Dark, makeup-y,
I think it's kind of
gross.
Fun.
Ugh, it's dismal. It's and then it's a lot of, and people put their fingers in the dip for some reason. I don't know.
They double dip.
It's just very,
it's like putting your face in the dip.
Yeah, well, people are wearing disgusting, they're wearing like charcoal on their face. And I mean, that all that's flecks off into the food.
And just eat before you go.
I can't even
have
look
a beer.
I can't go to a Halloween party because I can't look at people. They're just all like, whoa, you're just weird looking to me.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's the point.
It's a very odd holiday when you really break it down that people feel the need to dress like something that they're not, and have a drink.
Well, it just gives people something to do. Life can be boring sometimes, so you need excuses to have fun.
I guess I look a little too deep into things.
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
I know.
Yeah,
I know the feeling. I overthink lots of things.
Yeah. Well, I do it because I like it, though. Ugh. I like it. I actually like it.
You like to overthink? Oh, I find it very stressful.
Sometimes. No. Well, it is very stressful, but it's also very revealing, very enlightening.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, I always take it from the viewpoint, what if I'm an alien and not from Mexico, but I'm arriving from another planet,
right,
and I've landed my spaceship and then this unfolds in front of me and when I get off the ship, that's freaky stuff. That's the way I look at it.
That makes sense.
It's fun.
Is it ever going to stop raining, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Today's Friday. I think it's okay today.
Well, we were close to drowning.
Well, we had quite a number of here in the Massachusetts area.
They don't need that. Nobody needs that. It's enough already.
Well, you know, this Northeast has been in a drought, so this is actually needed.
Okay, all right. Okay? I'll give you that.
Because
there was droughty stuff.
Yeah, you don't want droughty stuff.
The pond was like disappearing.
There was no pond.
Almost.
No, it was just
the turtles were freaking out.
Yeah, like where's my freaking water?
Yeah.
So this is good.
Okay.
But at the same time, when you have too much of one thing at once, it's like sex. It's like, so you have this really attractive optometrist comes over, and you have wild, passionate sex. Like,
I'm going to find out who this lady is.
You have like sex like 20 times in a row. When it's finished, you say to yourself, I don't even want to do this
20 times in a row?
All right, I'm exaggerating perhaps.
Three times in a row is
three times
a lot.
In a row. So three times in a row.
Oh,
and
good.
Then you say to yourself, that's enough. I'm done.
Forever, I'm done.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Seriously, man.
Is that all there is?
That actually hurt. So... it's that kind of thing, but you know, a little quicker, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know what we're talking about now, are
it was. It started with Halloween.
That's right, and then it went somewhere, and I have no idea where it went. Well, anyway, kids, you be very, very careful because people are texting and twatting and driving drunk, and they can't see you, and all of a sudden, it's horrible.
And next week we'll talk about Thanksgiving. For like 3 weeks.
It comes pretty close. My favorite holiday.
Because of food?
Yeah, only.
Well, I guess that's what everyone says, right?
If I could just do the food part and get rid of the people part, that would be excellent.
Everyone wants
excellent.
That. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just take the food and go to your room.
Yeah, but then you're antisocial. Yeah, it'd be better if they just didn't come over at all.
Okay.
All right.
Well, this is your family, Ron.
Who?
This is on Thanksgiving. It's your family, right?
Yeah.
Well... I'd kind of be happy to see family.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. But you have other people that aren't family come over? Oh, I can't have that. That's not what it's about. Stop that right now.
Sometimes an extended family.
Oh, you find
is
a homeless
not...
person and bring them in? Oh, that's so nice of you.
No.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was kidding. I know you.
Give me a break.
She's
Tori Lagarde, and I'm Ron Van Dam, and thank you so much for spending the time with us. There'll be a check in the mail. We'll be right back.